Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Sardino's True Talk. It has been far too long. This is episode number 21. Doing a quick update episode here in regards to what we've been doing, how everything's been going, and kind of catching up between everything that's been happening lately. So hope you guys are all well. I know this is going to be a little bit different format for those who are joining me on Twitch today. I'm going to be just attempting to run my podcast through here to see how this functions. So if we have any delays in regards to chat, just be aware that we're also streaming on Twitch. This is going to be uploaded on YouTube, but it's not going to be live. I think I'm going to continue doing my lives through Twitch until I find another platform. And then to little or no avail, our wonderful guest today is going to be none other than to the right of me, Mr. Angry Baby himself. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, thank you. Thank you very much. That was so sultry.
Man, so behind the scenes, this has been quite a roller coaster. I'm sure everybody is just like, what's been going on? It's been quite a while since I released the episode, and I wanted to give everybody an update of kind of what's been going on with me and the situation. And it's been rough, just like everything else, but we're getting through it. I just came back from a little mini vacation that it was much needed. Down in San Antonio, had a good time. Yeah, just trying to wrap everything up. It's just been kind of crazy with this change of schedule. And this is one of the things that both me and the cohort were talking about earlier, is kind of our work situations. And then not only in our work situations, but also we were talking about the quiet quitting phenomena that's been going on, where people are just not doing what they need to do until they kind of get the correct ideas that they either want to do or get the correct job. So other than that, let's go ahead and let Mr. Angry Baby talk for a little bit and hope you're doing well.
Oh, that silent quitting thing is just people just tired. That's it. They're tired. They're tired of all this COVID stuff. They're tired of bosses. They're tired of commutes. They're tired of their coworkers. Especially the coworkers. Oh, Lord have mercy, the coworkers. And just, it's like you said, we were having this conversation and talking about our own situations. And I think that they're onto something. Just give it up. Find a work from home situation where you can just kind of avoid people. No, that totally goes against everything I believe in. Because that it just adds to this whole generations need to be non-social, you know, not connecting and not being personal, and it's just too much. However, it does make sense in the situations like now where you end up kind of putting yourself out there for an employer, and you see your efforts just kind of negated by your surroundings. And I know you told me you can't force people around me to have the same work ethics. I get it. But it just diminishes a person's ability to want to work. I don't know.
I know the drive has been, and that's the thing, it's kind of hard to be hopeful during these times that we've seen how many of our systems are jacked up. And that's it's like you got to begin the work somewhere, right? Like we have to start the work somewhere in that path. We can't just dwell, you know, or zone in on what all is bad, you know, try to look at some of the good. It's just, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming at times, and you're not only getting it from that front. You know, it's been a long time since we talked about this also, but how's been the COVID situation as far as in New York City? Have you seen any changes from maybe the last time that we talked about this? The other thing that I would even talk about there, speak of towards, is, you know, how we made the transgender in sports episode. Mm-hmm. And now we're here yet again, looking at another transgender incident, especially with the swimming meets. So I just wanted to get kind of like a quick synopsis, what you think, more importantly, New York City, you know, how is it coping with maybe some of the changes that have happened or not happened.
I mean, the city's opening up. That's really where it's at. And then as it opens up, you can start seeing the end result of what being antisocial for about a year and a half produces, which is a bunch of crazies. We had a lot of incidences, particularly within the city lines. As of late, crime's just ridiculous. People are just stir crazy. That's what COVID did. You know, and we're all just natural skeptics. We're all just trying to figure out, you know, where the hell did COVID-19 get manufactured? I'm just looking for, you know, some COVID-19 bottles so I can look under it and see, say something like made from China, right on the bottom of the damn bottom.
Oh Lord.
No, because it's just. It really has been a little stressful, but yeah, we are opening up. We are seeing some people come out into the city lines, particularly Manhattan and Brooklyn, and you know, some parts of the Bronx still look a little desolate. But then again, that's just the Bronx. Nobody wants to get hit by flying debris. And
I guess also on a quick tangent here, before I forget, just rest in peace to those who were actually injured or their lives were taken away in the incident that was down in NYC.
Luckily there hasn't been any fatalities out of that. It's been injuries, which is weird considering the amount of shots that actually went out. I mean, the guy just had a bad COD night. I don't know what happened. He needed air support or something. I don't know what the hell.
Damn.
It was just as bad. It was even worse out in Pittsburgh. You know, those poor people. Yeah, I'd like to send a very loving note to those people out there. They had fatalities. But even then, like, they were talking about something like 90 rounds dispensed and only two people hit. Like, Lord, if you need 90 rounds to hit two people, like, get bigger bullets. Get something. Like, what is going on?
40. Boom. Can't miss. You know?
Yeah, like, play dodgeball. Do something, man, because that's ridiculous.
All righty. Definitely start hot today. But yeah, man, and I didn't want to go there. And it just, at the same time, it's just, you know, dealing with also that. I know Puerto Rico just recently had another power outage that they were out for a while. It's just the situations around the world that you would figure would, some of them would go away, maybe others wouldn't. It looks like they're all kind of at a standstill since COVID. Like, really, you know, we were holding stuff back that long. You think people actually had that big of an impact? I think they did. I think they messed up a lot of things as far as systems are concerned.
Well, since Sandy? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Since COVID, not since Sandy.
Oh, I was about to say. No, because that's when they did all that power grid upgrade over there. They started doing all this power grid upgrading. And what they did was they ended up centralizing it, which was a big mistake. Like, once that central point goes down, the rest of the island is down. It's like a big joke these days. Like, I could just picture myself looking at a big sign, a neon sign that says P Rico. You know how some of those signs, the neon signs, some of the letters are missing? It's like the U E R T O would be missing and the R for Rico, and it'd just be Pico or some nonsense. You know, like, I don't know what's going on over there. I tell you what, they need to just get rid of a lot of those corrupt politicians.
I agree, man. And I think leaning kind of towards what we were talking about earlier, more in regards to the social environment not being so social, because what I keep realizing is this, like, have you gone out recently, right? And I'll go out recently. And I feel like it's almost, not a justification or like an inside selfishness of people where they can go out and, you know, and encounter the world, but through their lens, like they're oblivious to what's going around them recently.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's increasing now. Bear with me here.
La, da, da. You forgot to put on the silent music. Da. It's the silent Sir Angry Baby Show. I think I'm going to Bogart his show. What do you think? This would be beautiful.
You Bogart it.
Yeah, I'm taking over. That's it.
Oh, Lord. Multifaceted over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back to what we were talking about, social people not being so social. And I've also realized that more people, when they go into social environments, they're inept of communicating with other people. Like, they'll walk around with their phone, take photos and videos, they might be experiencing, but they don't get to experience anything because they're literally like this, right?
Yeah.
So they're like this the whole time. They're oblivious to their surroundings. They're bumping into people. And the reason, like I said, I seen a little bit more is because I just went to San Antonio to kind of get away from the monotony of everything, because I wanted to see a different set of four walls. And I need that space. Sometimes you need to just go out and either you take the hit or do it just to actually get away. You know what I mean? To unwind. Mm-hmm. So we did so. We did so, but then it's like everyone else was on this other tangent. Like, I don't care what's going on around me. So it's like we have converted social experiences into non-social interactions. No one even speaks to themselves other than, excuse me, or this mo flipper bumped into me, or, you know, or some other tangent. Like, that's what I keep noticing, is like there's no social interactions of hello. Like, my daughter was actually saying hello to a lot of people, and people would just like, huh? Like, huh? Like, yeah, you know, that's a greeting. You know, some people do that still. Like, is this an old school way of thinking? Like, can we not say hello to a person that we don't know and at least, you know, make some small talk? And then I will also say that this was the hotel that we stood at, the Emily Morgan.
The
I know you can barely see it because of the light. Hold on, let me see. Oh,
what in the world is this Fuji water?
There you go.
What
there you
is
go.
Going on here?
The Emily Morgan Hotel.
You stole the water bottle from the...
We didn't steal. The concierge is giving it to me. Okay.
Shampoo.
Nah, you need that there. But hey, you can't say no to water. The agua is good. So
yeah, considering that it's a haunted hotel, yeah, I'd be scared. They probably give you holy water.
Let's not even go there. If it's holy water, I'm really going to take it. I need all the holiness underneath where I could get.
Yeah. Look it up, everyone. Number three, most haunted hotels.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that story, but it was interesting. Let's just say that. But yeah, going back to the social, not being social thing, I'm trying to figure a way of, you know, trying to addressing it, but it's just, it's so far gone. It's like, you can't instill, like, you know, the same way we were talking about, you can't instill your work ethic. You also can't instill morals and ethics into people as well. I mean, every religious conflict we've had has also ended in catastrophic wars. So I would say that, yeah, it's not a good look for
I mean,
what's been going on.
You can kind of relate that back to the changes in social interaction and social media. They pretty much have changed the individual's mind frame into such a minute attention span that it's difficult to communicate beyond emojis. Like, if you could probably communicate in emojis in real time, then yeah, you probably get a good conversation going. However, I think that people just have lost that love for being face to face and actually feeling something.
Right, and this is what I'm saying, is like, in lieu of catastrophic events, that's what tends to pull people together. But what I notice, it tends to pull people together that are similar in their upbringing, right? So that's what I don't understand, that it's changed so drastically, you know, from the islands to the states. Like, the states is just a hodgepodge of culture. So everyone just kind of does their own thing in their little nook and cranny of where they're at. But I don't know. It's been tough.
Everybody needs to just sit down and relax and sing kumbaya. I yeah. Yeah,
Here we go.
it's just, listen, what can you do? It's only going to get worse. I heard on the news the other day that some guy actually spent like hours, probably over 20 hours, like most of his life in the metaverse. And it's like, what? Like he attempts to shower in the metaverse. He watches TV in the metaverse. He just kind of lays in the bed all day and does everything he wants to do in the metaverse. And it's like, dude, how? Like,
Well, I
I'm pretty sure
mean,
that chicken in the metaverse looks good, but damn, you can't possibly be getting any kind of calories from that,
imagine if you actually had to like go around getting your food like Valheim, where you have to get different ingredients and
homie.
then put
Oh,
them
my God.
together.
Oh, my God. Or
Yeah.
GTA, where you just gotta kind of steal a car and go to like a fast food restaurant, go through the drive-through, and it's a stolen car while you're on 5 stars. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. You gotta get 5 stars, or else you can't go through the drive-thru.
That's it. That's it. It just definitely just changed everything. I think COVID just forced everybody to kind of stay at home, stay amongst their own. So it's gonna be like that for some time. When they're coming out slowly but surely, but they're just amongst their own,
But
and
do you
there's
not feel like it's gonna be too late? I feel that way.
it's
And you
already too
know,
late. What are you
because
talking about?
what I mean by too late is specifically is like, let me see, like the damage is already done, right? But usually we come together when something else drastic happens, when something else happens. Why is it that we have to wait till then to then come together? You see what I'm getting at? And that's why I mean it's like too late. It's like I'm just waiting for that next thing to happen to then, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, so this is what they're gonna hone in on. Like, they really got nothing better to do than to just spread just fear and
But that's what we've been
like, I
kind of
don't.
herded into.
Hey, what up, Toxic?
We've been herded into this whole fear mongering situation where, you know, unless you stub your toe, you don't feel anything, you know. And by stubbing your toe, it's like, oh, okay, this catastrophe happened, or this pandemic happened, or this happened, you know. And unless you're feeling some kind of catastrophic circumstance come upon you, you don't feel anything. You're oblivious to everything. And again, that goes back to this whole social media concept, the way everything has changed. It's like people can't maintain more than 60 seconds worth of attention on anything. Not even themselves. Like, Jesus Christ.
And that's a thing. And then it's like when you're in, when you're part of this environment of hope and giving people, you know, these communities that are trying to make a difference, it's there's change being done, and it's just a selected few. But like you said, these guys are all burnt out. And what I keep realizing, a lot of these guys are starting to be my peers. Like the peers that I used to go through in the military with now are now at these levels where they're the ones handing the torch, but it's kind of falling short. It's like we're not handing off properly, you know, so to say. Like, you know, I've heard a lot of conversations where, like, you know, some people argue that, you know, some men in this era are not as strong as the other eras because of, you know, how they'll be like bad times make for strong men and then strong times make for weak men or something like that to that extent. You know, there is some logic to it, but at the same time, it just, and I don't want to even want to go on the whole sexist tangent of that particular incident.
Yeah,
Okay, so let's
you're
not go
forewarning me.
there.
You're forewarning
Yeah,
me.
I'm just forewarning you know, because you already know how it is.
I'm like, duh. You gotta walk around with a damn man bun
But it's
and
the same thing. Like my wife was watching a documentary about women. Listen to this, about women in general, like how women's health has come, you know, from when it started. And do you understand that, like, just to understand this, no one had actually written every part of the vagina
oh, Lord,
down in
we're going there.
science until 1950s. to the late 1950s or 19, correctly,
Listen,
between 1950s and 1920s. So
it's
you're
just
telling me that they couldn't even identify, we didn't know women that well, that they couldn't even identify what the hell's down
listen,
there.
they just didn't care. I bet
I
there's
know they
more,
don't. They don't.
information about the turd diamond than there is about the vagina. Seriously. I'm just like, it's unbelievable.
But
Yeah, that.
I would say that like the whole transgender community, like I say, we've talked about it before, and I'm not trying to harp, but you know, open a dead horse here, but it goes right back to the same thing. It's like they literally made a documentary about women, and they pretty much proved that being you can't even identify as a woman because that's looked at completely different.
Listen,
So I thought that was.
I'm confused. Like, they're even changing state IDs and everything. It's like there's so many letters out there. I love everyone. I love people, but why can't we just leave things normal? Just be who you want to be, and everybody else, just mind your business. So what? Who cares what you want to be? Just stop with the letter. I can't even keep up with half these letters,
It's too
honestly.
many, too
Yeah,
many.
there's like a flag for each letter.
But
Like,
and that's the thing is I just want I want them to understand that it's not that we don't care about your opinion, but just because you have an opinion does not mean you get, to me, is like the right to force your views on everyone else. That
yeah.
there's no culture, there's no thing in society that exists that way. Do not understand why we have to do it now.
It's not that we want to ignore or just kind of sweep under the rug, even though there are circumstances where that is happening. So I understand the plight. I understand the fight there. However, there was a wholesome time where what happened in the room, in your own home, kind of stood there, and that was cool. And this goes for heterosexual relationships. Like, women nowadays are like, yeah, I'm doing this and that, and I freaking did a triple somersault and cartwheeled, and I want a freaking Mack truck, not a freaking, Dorito. I know I want Doritos, I don't know why. But anyway, I'm just like, who cares? Like, can't we just have a normal conversation?
We can't. And that's what I'm saying is because the social, we don't even court our women anymore. Like courting, the art of courting is gone. Like, think about it.
It is gone. It's flipping done. It's done. We're
Like the
just.
only that, and that's what I'm saying. It's just so extreme. There's so extreme. It's like far, either far right or far left. There's no in between, you know.
Not at all. Not at all.
But hey, man, is what it is.
Thank God I'm done courting. Seriously. Like, I'll tell I tell my lady now, I was like, if you ever left me, man, I'd be done. I'm done. Forget all the.
I tell my wife all the time. I would be like, "You my first and only wife. I don't ever want
That's
another wife."
it.
That's
Like,
it.
I'm all types of dumb nowadays. Like, I don't know the difference between KFC and the brothel. I mean, they're both full of greasy chicks. Like, it's just a whole different mess, man. I'm not with it no more, man.
Got you, man. But yeah, man, I really appreciate your time and you taking your time to come chat. We've definitely enjoyed all our prior conversations and definitely enjoy, you know, building a lot of this content with you. It's been an immense pleasure, honestly.
Yeah, I
So
like being silly with you.
I know, man, I know. I appreciate it, brother, but it goes a long way and I feel like I've done a lot to help others, and people have reached out to me quite a bit this time frame. And also, I'm just, you know, kind of very, very grateful for my current situation and where I'm at. You know, still not in
Sure.
the perfect situation like anyone else.
No, but.
But just want to know that, you know, if you're out there struggling with it, know that you're not alone. The support structure is pretty much built and Sorrentino's True Talk right now to be able to help some people with, depending on what you need, in the Florida area, the New York area, and Texas area in particular. So we're definitely making moves, and we've definitely have learned quite a bit in these. We're going on 3 years, a little, well, more than 3 years now. Wow, four, almost 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. You're
But
starting to show your age. Just look at your shirt. It's from like
hey
the 80s. You got to
man,
show
ain't nothing
every.
wrong
There
with
you
the
go.
Clash.
There you
Ain't
go.
nothing wrong with the Clash. This is actually a shout out to the Clash. If it still exists, it's an awesome bar down in Camp Humphreys area down in Korea. I used to play a lot of poker down there. It was good times. Good
Oh.
times.
Ah. Poker with the lady men.
No, man, it was good times. Very, 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 like, you can't even do that. I don't even know where I could do that here. It's just like kind of, there's another club that I was part of down in Killeen called the River Rat Club as well. And the River Rat Club used to run local events down, up and down in Killeen area for poker. And I used to go to their poker nights. I didn't mind it. I had
Oh,
a
they should
lot of good times with them.
start setting up out in, where you are, and see if you can get a bunch of people
Nah.
to come out and.
It's not my thing anymore. Like I enjoy the game of poker, but I like to play with friends more importantly. Like that's the fun part. If you
Well,
don't
that's
get to,
the you
and
appreciate
that's
social,
and
so.
here we go again. It gets a full circle for me, and that's why I think a lot of the people that were and are like me are struggling. But then some of them are out and about too, because I've seen others that are still going to events. I've seen people who are still competing during this time. I give you all the athletes that are still competing there's this time should be looked at, because honestly, if they are still competing and training during this time and they're that focused, you already know they've gone through it. Because I could
Listen.
only imagine with the slew of COVID testing that they have to do, and then the restrictions for traveling, and it's just crazy.
We have all been through it. We've all been through our own challenges. Like you say, True Talk has been there for a lot of people, whether it's on a serious topic or even just, giving somebody a different perspective. And just remember that sometimes you just gotta stop. And breathe in the moment. Just breathe in the moment. Appreciate at least the fact that you can breathe in that moment, because the ambitions of humankind is far stretched. I've come to terms with the fact that as a male, and I've seen myself striving for so much and feeling so lacking when I don't achieve certain goals, and it takes away from the moment. Like I can accomplish tons of things, but just because I haven't reached this level, it's like everything else is worthless. And that shouldn't be the case. So sometimes you just need to remind yourself to breathe
Yeah, man. It's
and.
that imposter syndrome I be talking about too, because that's exactly what it is. That's how it manifests itself. And then you're over there trying to, keep up with your own. Your own image or your own goals, because they're not written down, but your goals have changed now. Like my goals now ain't nothing like they what they used to be,
Yeah.
and I think, like I said, that was a big thing that I struggled with during transition. So when I was transitioning from the military, because I went from one set of instructions and rules to a whole different set of instructions and rule getting into the corporate environment. Not only that, but the kind of, even though you were restricted, you had a freedom because there was a structure that supported it, compared to being almost utter chaos.
Well,
And like I like honestly, like they I believe it was the Russians, if I'm not mistaken, they always just stated that it's going to be very hard to ever beat America in a physical conflict, because we function in chaos every fucking day. Like, you understand that,
it's funny,
because we
right?
function in chaos every fucking day and we don't have that. That is what builds and brews this kind of, thought pattern. And yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to cut you off.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, it's funny how when you're in a structured environment, how it feels. You just said it. It feels kind of like freedom. Like it feels more free than the freedom you receive outside that makes you feel constricted.
The freedom that we have is also what also chokes us, is what people don't understand. And coming as a veteran who's had, well, some people say that you lose your freedom as a veteran, right? Because you're pretty much a piece of equipment for the government. And you think about it that way, it's really what it is. It's just a transaction for a period of time.
Listen, that's probably why they never took me into the army. Seriously, because that's not the type of equipment I would have wanted to be. I had a choice. I want to be a dog. I want to be Uncle Sam's dog right there, buddy.
Oh, Lordy. Right field? I mean left field. That was classic. Yeah, but we're just trying to have a little bit of fun here, lighten up the situation. I hope you guys understand or appreciate how much you guys have been able to accomplish. We got over 2,000 downloads on iHeartRadio already, and it's continuing to grow. Our YouTube page continues to grow. The Alison Gomez episode is what's peaking right now as far as people, you know, looking at how to deal with sadness, what are some of the coping mechanisms, or how to find the right psychiatrist during this time if you're looking for therapy. And just to kind of understanding what you need in your life in general that can maybe benefit another, and how to share that data. And that's pretty much what we're here for. I've been doing it for a while. We've been reaching out. Like I said, my Twitch has been blowing up. Thanks to everybody. Better. It's getting better, man. It's getting better. We wouldn't have been here. I know it's been a long haul, and every episode takes a little part of me with it, especially the imposter syndrome episode, because I felt like I gave hot poo-poo to everyone as far as audio quality. No, I get it. But I was very taken aback. But at the same time, I like to show it, because that's the learning process. How else am I expected to get better if I'm not willing to fail, if I'm not willing to try something I haven't tried before? Hence, yes, why sir. We're trying this Twitch combo of stream. It's like a StreamYard Zoom Twitch combo I got going here. Wow,
you got like 12 different applications to do one thing.
They're all doing the same thing, but I think that coming across this way would actually give them a chance to maybe see a different side of me that they haven't seen, and actually understand what I'm actually about.
You're actually growing up.
Switch side.
Yeah. You're growing up.
I'm a big boy. I'm a real boy now.
There you go. Like I always say, with age comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes saggy.
Oh my God.
All the time.
Dusty just parts.
That's just how it hangs. But
I have so many shout outs to do right now. I don't even know where to begin. But a huge shout out. As you can see, I have a new little frame here. We got this. If anybody needs any type of graphic design work, it's as far as media is concerned on Twitch, let me know. I have some contacts out in that direction. Somebody just helped me out. Huge shout out to the Angry Baby himself. A lot of this stuff wouldn't even be thought of or been processed through my brain if it wouldn't been for him. He's usually the ass end of a lot of bad conversations that I like having, but it's always good at the end of the day. You know, we get through it. Huge support out there in New York. And it has been way too long. We need to do this again. There's been many a topics, and I wanted to share some of these with the audience that have been thrown out, but I need your help. I need you guys to comment below. I need you to subscribe to the content if you continue to enjoy it. And I will say that these next episodes are going to be as fluent, just because of the scheduling that I have for work now. I'm pretty much like overnight, so that's what's been one of the big causes of the delays, is just my scheduling, being that I'm overnight, not having as much time to focus and doing the writing and reading that I'd like to do. But I hope you guys are still reading and writing and keeping that in then the backs of your heads. That I know that Mr. Angry Baby himself has been reading quite a bit. It's actually been kind of motivating, and I know it was a silly start, but it's kind of where I started when I started going through all my emotional stressors. It's just focusing the energy on reading one thing and you know, that, yeah, Dan Brown, baby. But you know, I'm a huge fan of Digital Fortress and Deception Point, so I know they're the crappy books, but I like them. I like them a lot. I remember reading them when I was in the Board of Education, so that's when I still lived in the city. Long time ago. So, Senor Angry Baby, any last words? Anything you'd like to share? Any concepts you think you might
I
want to
don't know if
bring
you
to the
can hear
table?
me.
I can hear you now.
Oh, I'm back. Yay, I can stop typing. It's a conspiracy. That's what it is. That it was some Digital Fortress nonsense. They knew I was going to say something foul about Bill Cosby, and they didn't want me to say it. That's what it was. But I don't care. I'm going to tell you anyway. Sleeping Beauty is Bill Cosby's favorite Disney princess. Take
Hold up.
that, Joe Biden.
Oh, Lord.
As always, I have to remind people, please remember that these are only meant to entertain and in no way meant to hurt anyone. But like I always say, and if you do get offended, I don't give a fuck. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but this is what we've been up to. I've been playing a lot of games over on Twitch. Not that I condone it, but some of the games that have been coming out are super awesome. So I've been enjoying myself and kind of de-stressing over there in Satisfactory Landio, and every now and then some Fallout.
Yes. Now, if anybody wants to come out and rock, come on. Come play. Do some
Abs
Fallout.
absolutely.
If you ever see, Muddy Diapers and what the hell is
Discord,
it?
Discord, Muddy Diapers in Discord. That is Angry
Yeah.
Baby,
Yeah,
also
that's me.
AKA Angry Baby, AKA Bugs, AKA
Mr.
the King of
Mr.
the
Will
North,
Mr. Will work for Viagra.
King of the North. Oh man, but
Definitely
man,
come out.
for sure, man. Thank you for coming out. Always a pleasure. For those who are just joining us, thank you guys for spending some time with us.
Ha.
And yeah, hopefully you got something good out of this episode. I'm gonna keep it down to earth and just do a quick little update and just understand that you guys are continuing a lot of momentum. Nothing's really stopped. Just the content and the scheduling for me. So once I start working on the scheduling, we'll make this happen and continue this content. Like I said, two of the episodes that I got lined up. One was with Dr. Haley is one I'm trying to solidify and just seal the deal on that one. And then we might have a couple of other guests that will be joining us towards the end of the year. And once again, any topics that you guys want me to cover as far as transitioning or something from the VA or Veteran Affairs or any questions you guys have in general, or a lot of people have been actually asking me about transitioning from the military to corporate sector. But yeah, any one of you guys have any questions as far as transitioning or maybe what job expectations you guys are looking for in the outside, feel free to reach out to me. I'm here to help. That's my main bread and butter. I've been in IT for over 13 years now. And hopefully it gets easier and you guys are having a good day. Stay blessed, stay strong, and yeah, last remarks.
Yeah. No, I was gonna follow up on the IT, but I've already thrown out too many jokes.
All right, brother.
I'm gonna leave this one alone. We'll
All
catch up on
right.
the next time. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a good one, and let's stop the recording. Bye.